The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
Schroeder, you get back to the hotel.
Which one?
I assume Mabel would have wanted to meet up with you, so I assume she gets you back to her hotel.
No, I would have left and gone to the Alcazar.
Okay, you're at the Alcazar then.
All right, fine, I'll meet with Mabel.
I'm just giving you an NPC to interact with.
Yeah, I know. I'll interact with her. That's fine. I'm trying to, like, find Eustace's K-hole, and that's probably...
His what?
Like...
Where he stashed his kit?
It's the third hole. It's right there.
No, his K-hole?
At this point, you learn, we'll say it's about 10 or 11 in the morning, you realize that she hasn't heard from Owen or Sybil either, other than just some weird note about the Carlisle estate.
When did you get that note?
I was out looking for you last night when you didn't call back. I was searching around and couldn't find you. Mrs. Adams said you'd gone to the Juju House, but I just didn't feel like I could go there alone. I'm an NPC and fuck you.
Language.
But yes, other than just this note from the Carlisle estate, I haven't heard from them at all.
All right.
It was apparently left for me in the night.
Thank you, Miss Mabel. Why don't you ring me? And I don't want to give her. Does she know my room?
If you want her to.
I don't. Just say I'll ring you later. I have some things I need to attend to at my in my room. If Owen or Sybil reach out to you, let them know to ring me in my room.
Sure.
And then I will head back to the Alcazar.
I won't roleplay the fact that you don't have your key. You can get it figured out. There's a lost deposit you have to pay, blah, blah, blah. We really wish you'd be more considerate with our keys, sir.
I'll stop by the bank.
With what identification? Don't get mad at me. You got fucking robbed.
I wasn't mad. That was a symbolic gesture. We'll figure that out.
Hey, the metagaming pigeon says you can go to the lawyer that has your bank account information.
I could, but I wouldn't be thinking of that. I would just be trying to find a place to hide. So I will go through the rigmarole to get back into my room.
Sure.
And at the same time, I would probably be phoning another hotel and getting another room.
Sure. You could spend the afternoon doing that.
I would assume that I'm panicking at this point.
Sure. Absolutely.
Because no one's heard from Owen or Sybil besides a message. I haven't seen Eustace since I left him in the hole. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Where's my drink? Where's a door I can lock? It's kind of like Eustace is like...
Sure.
He's in
the
big...
Do you let Mabel know where you're at?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, no. She's reaching out to my room. Or no, she's not reaching out to my room. She's giving a message to the other two. Who would then know where my room is and reach out to me, which are going to forward to my next hotel room.
No, I get it. You're straight up going DG on this.
Yeah,
got it.
Like,
you're going
I'm...
You're going dark.
Yep. Like, I'm...
It's called a coping mechanism, and it's actually really healthy, especially the way that you're going about it, because alcohol's not going to be really easy for someone who's broke.
I'm not broke, though. I just got robbed. That doesn't mean all my money's gone. It just means I need to reestablish my identity, which I've been doing. Because when I say K-hole, I mean ketamine. And by ketamine, back in the day, means finding booze and hiding in a hole and drinking myself until I'm found. That's what a K-hole is. It's a bad thing.
Still healthier coping mechanisms than opium.
Or eating a bullet.
Yeah, which is what you said you were going to do.
Potentially.
But you don't know that yet.
Not, I don't know it yet.
Besides, you don't have your shotgun anymore either.
It's another accurate statement. But we did actually find weapons in New York, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can
so
go
I
get
know
more
where
weapons.
I can go get more weapons.
Back to the two of you and studying. You brought a light lunch about 2:30, 3 o'clock.
I would probably attempt to call one of these guys. Obviously, it would be to know.
As you try and call around, you get no response. You get no response. You're getting a little nervous. You finally do get Mabel. Who lets you know that, I wanted to call you
Cecil.
Cyril. Cecil. Cecil is missing, and, Mr., Weatherton has gone into hiding. I feel like he's lost his mind. I don't know where you are. I've been trying to call the Carlisle estate, but that's not as easy as you might think.
So
the operators don't really connect you through.
You talked to Eustace then?
Yes.
Did he say what he and Cecil did last night?
They went to the Juju house to try and save Rebecca Schoschenberg.
Which I believe this is the first we've heard of this.
Yep.
And now Cecil is missing and Eustace is...
He went back to his room. I tried to get him to stay, but I think he wanted to get a change of clothes. He was basically, you know, in his underwear in the middle of the street. I think he'd been robbed.
Huh.
Oh, well, we'll try to be in contact later. If you could, maybe contact the Harlem Police Department.
Aren't they the ones that held you against your will?
Yes, but the Juju House is in Harlem. So if that's where they went, maybe...
I can try.
Maybe they picked Cecil up again.
Yes, I'll try. And she begins, she hangs up immediately.
Mr. Young.
Yes?
I think it's time we call in our friend in the police department.
Well, I don't know that I have any friends.
Lieutenant Poole. He's not in Harlem, but he might be able to get a lead on a missing person faster than we can. Or Mabel can. APBs aren't a thing, but I'm going to put one out anyway.
No, I understand what you're doing.
Also, he seemed to like you best.
I don't know what's one police chief in another district's going to be able to have any pull in Harlem.
If he's got a missing person, he can always call around and see who's been picked up.
14th precinct.
I'd have to look again.
Somebody is. Maybe that might be Harlem.
7A. Precinct 7A.
Is which one?
Pool.
So Harlem's the 14th? Robeson?
I believe 14th is correct.
It is.
You have less pages to go through than I do.
I didn't look at them.
Captain Robeson is of the 14th precinct. Lieutenant Pool is precinct 7A at West 20th Street.
I'm
for whatever
right.
Sort of pissing contest the two of you want to have.
You mean the one we have every week?
Sure.
I'll call Poole, I guess, and...
Sure.
See if he's heard anything about disturbance in Harlem.
What do I want?
Or
something.
Anything last night?
Can I be the bonus die that goes, tell him about the thing!
Tell him about the thing with the stuff. I'm trying to think what that would be. Like, you just need some sort of social role. Let's, do your fucking
credit rating?
Yeah. Use your credit rating to see if you can get through and talk to him.
Pass by half.
Yeah, this is Lieutenant Poole. What? Who am I talking to? Hey, Marty, put that down. Did you got that case file? Sorry, I'm real busy here. I only got a few minutes. What can I do for you?
This is Owen Young. We met some days ago at the.
The Elias murder. Okay.
I was just wondering if you've maybe heard anything from last night about any disturbances in Harlem or any.
It's kind of out of my territory, man. I mean, it's possible. I haven't heard of anything. Why? What are we talking about? I mean, disturbances every day.
Ask him if he's seen our friends. If they've picked up any hoodlums.
We're missing a friend. What's your last name?
Tarkington.
Cecil Tarkington.
Who forgets that?
Tarkington and Weatherton really aren't that far off.
That's true.
Nah, I mean, like, why are you looking into him? I mean, you know, maybe the man's just on a bender. He seemed like that kind of guy.
Not Cecil. Eustace, maybe.
Okay. So you've been picked up in Harlem. Did you call over at Harlem?
Not yet, but we aren't exactly well liked up there.
He snorts. No shit, pal.
But I was just hoping that maybe you could just find out if maybe he was picked up.
I mean, I can try, but well, like I told you before, Robeson is
a right prick.
Yeah, I mean, you could call it that. I mean, he keeps that place under lock and key. Like, I can ask. I don't know what that's gonna do. What'd you say happened?
I don't know what happened. All I know is he and Eustace were in Harlem last night. A friend of ours made contact with Eustace and said that he was missing. Cecil was missing. So just thought, shot in the dark that maybe he got picked up by the police again.
Okay. I'll try and cut you a bone, pal. I'll look into it. I'll see what I can find out.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I actually want to ask the Erica if she has any pull in Harlem.
She sort of gives you this very fatigued look. Oh, what exactly are you needing?
Oh, I have a friend that may have gone missing there, and
no offense, but
the chief,
yes,
captain, whatever, has a hard on for putting us away. So I mean,
you do just seem like lovely people who aren't incorrigible or potentially felonious in any way, shape, or form. You're telling me that the law doesn't appreciate that attitude. Color me surprised. Is there... I would need a little bit more to go on if there's... Or to be frank, my good man, a reason to care.
Eustace has some skills that he has that were vital to helping... To maybe help me... On our little quest, if you will.
Can you give me any other information about what he may or may not have been doing?
I believe they were going to a place called the Juju House.
And this lovely establishment is a...
antique shop.
You see her walk over to the... phone.
Potential front for a death cult.
She calls. Hello. Mm-hmm. Yes.
To ease her into
I know, party. I know.
Yes, this is Erica. Yes. Harlem. Mm-hmm. You said the establishment was the Jew House?
Juju House.
Juju House. Ah, yes.
That's not at all anti-Semitic. I mean, I know we've established she's a racist piece
I mean,
of shit,
fair.
But
it only says that she's... That's her negligence, I think, not her being race or being anti-Semitic. Specifically says she's only got a thing against...
Black Africa.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't write in anything at all about being anti-Semitic. I just thought it was a funny way to say that she wasn't paying attention to what you were saying. Yes, the Juju House.
You asshole.
I mean, maybe she's anti-Semitic. I don't know.
That one was for you, Ben.
What year is it?
Fact. I mean, you know. Oh, ee.
I don't even know what that was.
She continues to nod while talking into the phone. I don't care what the report says. What actually happened? She hangs up the phone. Apparently, this antique house that you're talking about, it seems as though the official report is that there was a minor break-in.
Fucking idiots.
The unofficial report is that several people were horribly mangled and or murdered. One suspect in custody and one suspect at large. I must say you walk around with some of the greatest of friends. Couldn't get any more than that.
Intelligence not on the highest of scales there.
Not that bad.
I would like to point out that your methods of approaching me were top notch.
I have an intelligence of 55, okay? I'm more than half smart.
I'm 10% higher than yours.
I'm That's more my than
favorite
half
way
smart.
Of explaining that ever.
That's why I got away. His intelligence is a 40.
How else is one supposed to approach one of the richest, most notable people in New York?
She nods. I appreciate the gumption. But yes, that's all I apparently can get on your friend at this time. If that was your friend.
Fair enough. Seems to reason, but kind of be overstepping, asking her for any more help on that situation, probably.
Would Eustace be dumb enough to call the Carlisle estate?
He could try.
Be able, do you have the number to the Carlisle estate? Is that a thing that's just out there?
No. You can't just call the operator and ask for it?
Hello, operator. Hello, operator. Can I speak to the Walton family, please? Yes, those of Walmart. Please give me their number. No. It's not something you need to do. Roll credit rating with a penalty die.
If I roll under 20, y'all are going to be laughing.
Wait, why'd you just roll 4 dice?
No, I was really close though. I rolled a 21 on a set of them.
No, you can't get a hold of some of the richest people in the world by calling the operator.
It was a question. Thank you.
It's why it cracked me up that she left her just the Carlisle estate as opposed to a phone number because she can't fucking call them.
Yeah.
Anything that the two of you would like to do at the estate?
The plaza. Is anybody staying at the plaza?
Yes.
Was Troy?
No.
I'm staying at a hotel that...
Mabel was staying at the plaza.
That's not where I'm staying. I'm trying to think of hotel names, because there was the Waldorf Astoria, the Chelsea, the plaza, the Alcazar, which is where I was.
I think that's about it that I gave you, as I recall.
There's one other one. I can't remember.
I might have been staying at the plaza. I honestly don't remember.
Someone was staying at the Waldorf Astoria, and it wasn't me.
I would probably go take a room wherever Owen was, because I would technically probably know where he was under a pseudonym.
Chelsea, New Grand, Broadway Central, Plaza Hotel, Waldorf Astoria, Alcazar.
You're at the Waldorf, aren't you?
That's pretty much it.
The Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
The Waldorf was at the top, and I decided to not stay at the top.
I'm staying as close to Owen as I can. Is there anything else cheaper around the Central Park?
Park bench?
It's what you can afford.
You act like I lost all of my money.
There's a zoo.
No, you just lost. It's like, how would they give you access to your money?
I would go to the bank.
Right. How do you prove who you are? Mm-hmm. You can't just lay your dick out on the table.
It's got a picture of me and everything.
The Hotel Commodore is probably something you could probably afford. It's a little couple blocks south. Or try to seek asylum at one of the churches.
Mabel and Sybil are at the New Grand.
So I think it catered to single men and there was a floor for women or something.
Yeah.
Yes. The Chelsea?
No.
No.
The New Grand.
Oh, the New Grand. it was mid-grade and I could afford it with a credit rating of 16.
Maybe. In the meantime, I call back to West Virginia.
Take me home.
Country roads.
To the place.
I belong.
Demonetized.
West Virginia.
Mountain highways.
Are you two doing anything else?
I'm trying to think if there's anything else, and other than just keeping everybody in the loop and, like, finding out what happened to Schoenberg by, like, calling the paper on a Sunday or and see if they've heard from her, like,
it's whatever you want to do.
I'm reading a book. That's the most important thing we've found yet.
Sure. You're reading a book. You're...
I'm going to call the lawyer.
Okay. Do you remember the lawyer's name?
Carlson.
Carlson. I actually do have that written down. Carlton.
Willa.
Carlton Ramsey.
Right? Carlton Ramsey.
Willa is the daughter. Her niece.
Hello, Mr. Young.
Yes.
What can I do for you? I happen to be in the office on a Sunday. It's very convenient for you.
I may need some bail money.
bail money.
Yeah. I think Cecil got taken in last night.
Oh goodness! Where?
Harlem.
Give me an hour. How can I reach you?
I look
Don't
over.
Don't call
to,
me. I'll call you.
Yeah. I look over to Erica. Number.
She gives you a number.
3.
I give him the number.
It's just 3. Number 3 on the phone.
I'm at the Carlisle Estate. The number is 123. 876-5309.
I just
W
555-1 555. How do I even dial it? I was like, oh, okay, I'll call you back in an hour. Let me see what I can find out. And he hangs up the phone.
Okay. Yeah, my other question was, I think you got distracted. Can we read more, or is that just one?
Yes. I'm assuming that you're continuing to read.
Thanks for fixing my typo, by the way. I can never spell it right.
That's fine.
Cthulhu, that is.
I'm assuming if there's nothing. There's an
Cthulhu.
There's an old book that spells Cthulhu 3 different ways on the back of it. It says, like, you too can Cthulhu and spells it out.
It's on the back of the 4th edition.
Well, I keep switching around the L's and the H's, so. Yeah.
So he's gonna call
I'm interacting with the plot. Good. I found the plot.
You did. Reading, called the lawyer, called Poole.
What's a man do when he loses himself in enemy territory?
Apparently drinks himself into a stupor and hopes it all works out.
No, he just holds up until the cavalry arrives.
Okay. We'll go back to the guy chained to the bed who seems to want to do more than anyone else. Lucas, have you come up with any plans?
Hey, I'm trying to get him out.
Other than trying to talk my way out of this, no.
I mean,
there's nothing I can do.
Nurses
I can
come try in, to make a change call. Your bandages.
Will they help me make a call?
The captain said we shouldn't let you call anyone. It's apparently against the law.
I get one phone call.
Roll law. Or persuade.
Oh, which is better?
By law.
Probably law.
I work in the law.
No, his law is like a 40 and his library use is like a 65.
You're a goddamn Bob Loblaw, you know that?
Bob Loblaw.
He passed.
That is a 19 out of 45, so it's a hard pass.
You're able to convince her that you get a phone call. This is 1926, so there aren't any phones in rooms.
Nope.
I'll place a call on your behalf. Who should I be calling?
I don't even know.
You know Mabel's number. You've called it.
I do, but...
You're not going to call Mabel?
I don't know that she would be the person... She's not going to be the person that could get me out of this.
You would remember Carlton Ramsey.
I'm sure you have a Harlem Bail number memorized.
True. You're a lawyer.
I'd call Ramsey for sure. He's a lawyer. See what he can do.
And he's... You want me to tell him what?
Tell him where I am. Things are not looking good. I'm very hungry.
No, she serves you food. It's not good food, but she serves you food.
I'm in a lot of pain.
She looks a bit miffed. I made that oatmeal.
I need a bit of help. If he's able to come by, that would be fantastic.
Okay. We will do that.
I'm trying to play my three that I don't know what the three is.
You don't worry about your three. I'll let you know if you got to do your three. You just feel really bad about letting him die.
I know. Sitting in a hole.
Back to the two of you, anything? It's now going into evening.
Can I make another roll?
No.
Can we sit and chat and brainstorm and meta some things?
If you want to.
I mean, it's a Saturday, so...
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday, I mean, yeah, so businesses, like, again, yeah, trying to call Schoenberg probably wouldn't even be...
No, she keeps odd hours. We've met her, talked to her on a Sunday before.
I suppose that's true. We did do that last Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just heard from Mabel that she went missing and they went after her. So we can call the Times and see if they've heard from her, but I'm not expecting to get anything.
The phone eventually rings.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. It's now getting into early evening. Yes. Mr. Young, it's Carlton Ramsey. I've actually discovered that your colleague is in police custody at a hospital in Harlem. I'm going over to see what I can do about getting him out now.
Great. Should we try to meet you or?
That's entirely up to you. I'm not sure what it is you're doing, but if it's something that I could do to help, I will most definitely help.
What? You're heading over there now.
Yes, I'm going to see what I can do. I need to try and file some things, and obviously, through official channels, I wasn't able to find anything, which means that this is off the books. Which means I have to get creative in how I'm going to get him out. I need to convince a judge that he's being detained against his will and a number of other things. I will be as persuasive as I can, but obviously it is, you know, one lawyer against, the New York City, you know, police force. I'll do what I can.
Appreciate your efforts.
Yes. If we're not going to meet up or anything, I'll head out now. I'll keep you posted at this number.
Yes.
Okay.
So I will communicate that to Sybil that Cecil is being held at a hospital and whether or not we should try to meet Ramsey there to try to get him out or all the while like shooting a sideward glance at Erica like maybe she'll lend a hand. No, yes.
What's your app?
I got a 60.
Damn.
Above average.
You fit.
For realsies. Can I roll charm?
Two.
I'm mocking myself.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Thought some viewers might enjoy that. By viewers, I mean listeners.
They're watching.
Closely. Particularly Twitter.
There you go. So everybody's posting to social media instead. It's now getting on into late evening. You've not heard anything.
I'm trying to decide if Eustace can live with himself.
I mean, you will over time. You'll be fine.
I think it's been long enough that Eustace would contact Mabel.
Okay, she contacts Mabel.
And just be like, Mabel, it's Eustace. I haven't heard from anyone at all. Is anybody still alive?
Well, yes, I spoke to Sybil and Mr. Young earlier. Mrs. and Mr. Young are at the Carlisle Estate.
Why haven't they contacted me? Didn't I leave a forwarding address with you?
Yes, I'm sorry. We're worried about Mr. Tarkington.
Have you heard anything?
No.
Do you have any way of getting in contact with Sybil or Owen or maybe Mr. Ramsey?
Yes, I could provide you Mr. Ramsey's number if you like.
Can you give it to me, please?
She does.
Thank you. And then I hang up.
Okay.
And I'll call Ramsey.
No answer. Dinner is served at the Carlisle Estate.
Willa doesn't answer?
No. Okay. Sunday.
Mr. Young, wasn't there something about that new moon that we were supposed to keep an eye out for? Isn't that coming up? Funny that.
They laid a buck short. Looks
interesting.
I believe the new moon was last night.
Oh, that explains the darkness over Senior State. Do you have much interest in astrology?
She just stares at you.
Miss Carlyle.
I can't say that I do.
Astronomy, then? Heavenly Business. Bodies? Hmm. Pity.
You see her give you an up and down glance and then smirk.
The stars, I hear, are quite lovely this far upstate.
Yes, it's quite nice out.
I continue making small talk over dinner.
Sure.
It's probably not very good small talk.
Lucas and Schroeder are writing love notes back and forth.
I can't f***ing read your writing either.
Lucas!
I can read both of yours, so...
Yeah, I got that. I don't know, can you read that?
Lucas.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You wake up.
Oh, I guess I fell asleep.
Yeah, it was getting on. It's getting to be evening.
Okay.
I can clearly read all of that.
It's dark out.
I can read his too.
Okay.
You feel a bit of a draft.
Mm-hmm.
Cold air. And you realize that's what woke you up.
Yep. Like, I...
You hear a soft squeaking.
Hello?
You notice out of the corner of your eye that the window is hanging open.
It's cold in here.
And that's right as a massive hand clamps down over your mouth.
Cool.
Seems like a good place to stop.
No. No.
For an episode, maybe.
No.
How much time we got left on the thing?
It's 9:30.
You've already put things in place. Mm-mm. What's gonna happen is gonna happen. Excuse me. Thank you, by the way.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
I try.
You see a tall, muscular African man, completely bald.
Mm-hmm.
Scowling down at you.
Mm-hmm.
He appears to be wearing plain, dark clothing.
Uh-huh.
And he leans over you. You can feel the heat of his breath on your face. And you hear him say, "This is for the Simba.
Fuck.
This is for the Chakota. This is for the bloody tongue."
Cool.
Maybe there's more cults than we thought.
No, there's more members to the cult.
Can you make me a...
I'm going to doubt it, but we can try.
A luck roll.
Nope.
A gargle roll.
I need a pow roll.
I was getting there. I was at strength. I was working my way to pow.
I need to remember how to do this. Oh, no, I think I remember.
That's always scary.
No, it fell out of my hand. I didn't actually roll it.
No, I meant what he said.
Oh, wait, that's not...
If you roll
worse,
I'm going to laugh.
I will re-roll. That's unfair.
Is it?
Yeah. What level of success did you get on your pow?
Hard.
You got a hard success.
Yep.
I'll use this one, I guess.
If you turn the extra lights on.
No, it's not that. The dice I was using have been mixed in.
Thank you. It was a bad joke. I actually don't believe any of what you guys say.
Turn it on. It's brighter.
He lost it in the table. If you have to look at two books, it's never good.
It's because...
One's the rule book, to be fair.
That's what I thought. So that was right. So what does that do here? He threatens you, and you see him sort of raise his hand, and you start to feel a tightness in your chest, and he turns and looks at you. "You are stronger than I thought."
Mm-hmm.
It's the best role-playing Lucas has ever done.
It's a good role, actually. That was quite literally. You see him go, "I had hoped to keep this clean." And you see him pull a panga from off his back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit!
Dex roll to flip the bed?
It's chintzy.
If you'd like to try, sure.
I don't want to get cut the fuck up, yeah.
I agree. We will make it... let's try and use those maneuver rolls.
Maneuver?
Yeah, yeah.
What's that?
So I will... What's your dex again?
60.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you do that. Make me a dex roll with a penalty die because you are chained. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little hard to
that
maneuver.
Gives me leverage. I have hold of it.
Make me a dex roll.
You're still going to fail.
Shut the fuck up. It's your fault. Yeah, that is a fail.
Luck roll.
He only cut your balls off.
Fail.
Okay.
I used some luck earlier, otherwise it'd be fine. But.
You can't use luck on a luck roll?
Nope.
No.
It's not
doesn't,
a terrible. It
doesn't
not
really
horrible,
work like that.
Not a horrible fail, but it is a fail. Remember earlier when I said Cody killed Cecil? This is correct now.
You're correct either way, just to be.
Okay. The answer is right, by the way. He comes down onto your leg.
Yeah.
Right about above the knee.
Okay.
Takes the fucker clean off.
My whole leg?
No, just above the knee. But everything below the knee, yes, has now separated in okay. A giant gout of blood as you begin to scream.
Awesome.
He's still covering your mouth, of course.
Sure. But I mean, I'm screaming.
Yeah. I want to see
rattling chains and shit.
What is your current hit points?
Not good. I'm at 7. I'm probably dead now, so.
Yeah, we'll see.
Really gonna get the can back.
Make me a con roll.
Major wound.
Well, yeah, he cut my leg off.
It's just a flesh wound.
Sadly, it is a fail.
You begin to lose consciousness. Yeah. Okay. As you're going in and out, there's a bit of a light. Like, is that heaven? You're like, you're starting to see some light, and then you kind of hear some muffled words.
Caroline, go towards the light.
It's too beautiful.
Yeah. You suddenly feel the pressure on your body and on your mouth come off.
Okay.
But you're too weak to do anything about it. Oh, Jesus.
He just called you weak, bro. Are you going to take that?
I am weak. He's a fucking
strength
of 30.
Everything fades to black.
Cool.
Okay. So it's Monday. We'll see. Make sure you check that major wound.
Oh, I did.
You
didn't tell me how many hit points I lost, but I did.
I guess it's now Monday. It's Monday morning. I'm assuming that you folks stayed there again. There was no reason not to. You seem to be hospitable unless you came back to the city. Did you come back to the city?
No.
Okay. So you're hanging out in the Carlisle estate.
Best
I mean,
night sleep.
Yeah.
Free food.
Quit forcing Schroeder to consume copious amounts of alcohol.
Just drink the Coke. Don't snort it. It doesn't taste very good with bubbles going up your nose.
Lucas just needs to make better rolls.
You need to not just shit on my character.
I'm not shitting on your character. I'm you slowly, horrifically torturing your character.
That too. And the rest of us.
Fact.
So hi, Monday.
Wait till you hear the next part. Oh, that reminds me.
I'm sorry I said anything.
Schroeder, you get a phone call from an anxious,
Mabel?
Mabel, yes.
Maybe it's Maybelline?
Hello?
She called. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Who called?
Willa.
Who?
Willa. Willa, the secretary for Mr. Ramsey.
Why is she calling?
Something happened. You need to get to the hospital. We need to get a hold of the others. I don't know how to get a hold of them. I can't get a hold of them.
I can't go anywhere, Mabel. What's going on?
You have to.
Can you give me a little bit more than that?
I don't know. It feels like both Mr. Ramsey and Mr. Tarkington are seriously injured.
Mr. Ramsey? Why is he hurt?
I don't know. Willa just said that they're in the hospital, and she asked if I could get a hold of you.
What hospital?
She gives you the name of the hospital. I've got to go see him. He is alive, though.
Where did Willa call from? Let me talk to her.
I assume that she went to the hospital. She called me from the law firm.
Okay, and I click and then call the law firm.
No answer.
Blissful ignorance, ignorance, ignorance.
That's fact.
I don't have to make sand checks if all I'm doing is reading in books that I have to make sand checks for.
So I look at it.
Is there a way for me to call home and establish my identity to get money?
Sure.
I'm not going anywhere without a strap.
Sure. You can go buy a gun. Yeah. That's a thought.
So I'm going to go buy a gun and I'll probably sit outside. I'm not going inside of the hospital.
Lucas.
Yes.
You're down 4 with a major wound. So you're back at 3.
Oh, at 3?
Correct. Oh. I didn't hit you nearly as hard as I could have.
Sorry, that was my way of playing a guy that was like...
I rolled real badly.
All right.
You gain 3 hit points back.
So I'm at 6 now?
Yes.
Then my major wound is gone. That's half. If that's how that works.
You gotta make a con roll, brah.
No, it was just the...
Yeah, you do.
I thought we established earlier that it had nothing to do with the con.
Make a con roll.
Con roll once a week. It's now Monday. Yep. Make it next Sunday.
Yep. Major pass. Super pass.
You gotta wait for a week. Con roll once a week.
You just told him to make it.
You just told me to make one.
No. You have to make one. Future tense.
He made his future tense con roll.
Not if you get another leg lopped off in the next week. You tick that major wound. You're still major wounded.
It's still there.
Good. You wake up to a... You're just going to be permanently wounded.
I call the receptionist from a payphone.
Are you guys related because you're arguing like brothers?
You wanted a cane.
Been around each other.
I gave you a reason for a cane.
It's fair. Now you can say that I use my cane.
It's because you're missing half a leg.
Well, now...
You come to.
We're not responsible that you foreshadowed this... Lucas.
You totally foreshadowed this. You're like, I wake up and I'm being smothered by a pillow. I was like, oh, motherfucker didn't get out of here. I'm going to use that.
Why wouldn't you? I would.
I did.
So
quite effectively, I feel.
Where's Carlton?
I don't know.
It's my next question.
It's a good question.
Bel-Air.
Oh my gosh, they all just start snapping and dancing. Oh, that's terrifying.
They're
fine. Yeah.
3 of them just started dancing. It was horrible.
You wake up.
I wake up.
Mabel is by your side.
Hello.
I can't believe you're awake. She tries to like give you a cup of water. She kind of spills it on you.
Do I need a bath that badly?
As you look down at the spilled water,
mm-hmm.
You realize you're missing half a leg. Roll sand.
It's fair. I mean, it's not like I didn't know it was cut off.
You may have hoped you hallucinated
it. Where's my sand at? Oh, yeah. Nope.
Okay, roll me a d6.
6?
You lost a leg.
4.
Okay. I feel like that's a pretty fucking dramatic injury to sustain.
You think? Now what?
I had something brewing.
Yeah, I figured you did.
Prosthetics are not nice in 1926.
Mm-hmm.
Mabel will just make small talk about how she's so sorry and she wished she could have found you sooner. And
am I still handcuffed?
Yeah, probably.
Weatherton's probably crouched in an alley like across the way.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Behind a dumpster, like just like scoping out the hospital.
People are walking like by giving you weird looks.
No, stalker. No. Like I'm hidden.
It's not your fault that I'm here, my dear. Anyway, you can help me get out. Where's my lawyer?
Oh my goodness, Mr. Ramsey, apparently you were attacked by someone, who, and she kind of like, you know, gets teary eyed as she looks down at your leg.
Yes, everything else still works.
I was hoping something like that was going to be said.
Look at the last line at the very bottom.
It's just a leg.
I know, but it apparently whoever it was had intended to
gut me like a pig.
Apparently, he interrupted the man.
I was debating,
trying to get you out.
I was debating about something.
The man then attacked him. He's fairly critically wounded. If he hadn't already been in a hospital, he probably would have died.
Well, shit. If he had any word from anyone else.
I know that Mrs. and Mr. Young are in the Carlisle estate. I believe they've been there for the last couple days.
Oh, now I'm Mrs. Young.
Successful.
Mrs.
And Mr. Yeah. Young.
You did say that.
It was great.
She calls you Mrs. I've decided.
It was great.
Eustace.
I loved it.
I don't know. I called him this morning, and then I rushed over here to see how you and Mr. Ramsey were doing.
But he did make it out.
Yes, yes. He seemed unscathed.
As I look down at my leg, and look back up at her.
Past your cracked ribs and
yeah.
Your stitches and yeah, yeah. That seems really unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Seems
now we both have a bum leg. He's got knee problems.
You remembered something for the first time ever, Tarkington. Congratulations.
Maybe it's just the first time ever.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yes, he nearly died. I don't know. I believe he's in a coma.
We're talking about Eustace?
No.
Or the Ramsey?
Mr. Ramsey, I don't know where Eustace is. I told him to come, but...
Your paperwork. Do you still have your paperwork?
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Wow.
I'm assuming it's not in my hands.
If you're thinking about it, you look around the room and there is a case nearby.
All right.
They didn't see any reason to take it from you. Doesn't appear to be pertinent evidence.
All right. Do you see that medical bag there?
Yes.
That needs to get to Eustace immediately. Do you know where he is at all?
I'll go call him. And she picks up the bag and rushes out of the room.
What would we do without telephones?
She's not going to be able to get a hold of you. She's going to have to leave.
She comes back. I can't get a hold of him by phone.
Then go find him.
I don't want to leave your side.
My dear, am I still breathing?
She looks you up and down again.
Am I still breathing?
Yes, yes.
Good, now go.
Teary-eyed, she walks out of the room. And proceeds out of the hospital.
Mabel!
Where apparently... Hi! Mabel! Come see me in the dumpster.
Over here!
She walks over.
Cuckoo!
Mr.
This is turning into tomb too fast.
Mr. Weatherton, Mr. Weatherton, I'm surprised to see you here. Were you going in to see Mr. Ramsey and Cecil?
I imagine I can't show my face. That's why I was just sitting out here waiting for somebody.
Oh, okay. Sure.
There were police involved. They saw me. I left unscathed, obviously.
Yes.
Besides my mental capacities.
Well, and, I can't comment on that. Here, and she hands the
thank
pouch.
You, and I left.
But.
What, Mabel, what?
I don't know, I think
what's happened to Tarkington? He's in the hospital, obviously. I know that he was in a rough shape. What's happened?
Someone cut off his leg.
What? Well,
and they nearly killed Mr. Ramsey.
Why?
Mr. Ramsey was coming to get him out, to free him.
But he's in a hospital. He's not in an infirmary at a jail.
I think he was temporarily held by the police for everything that went down the other evening.
Have you seen Ramsey?
No, I know that he was down the hallway. Cecil said it was super important that I get these clues to you.
Thank you. I'm concerned about actually going in the hospital. I'm afraid they're watching.
Okay.
You can go back.
She does.
See if you can't get a hold of Owen and Sybil.
The only man who has that forwarding number is in the hospital unconscious. The only man who knows how to get a hold of them at the Carlisle estate
is
Carlton Ramsey.
Yeah, Mabel never got the number.
Unless Willa wrote it down and it's in the office.
Could be.
Rather, he wrote it down and left it in the office for Willa to find.
Could be. Well,
wouldn't she tell me that? Wouldn't she tell me that she didn't have a number?
Yeah, I mean, if you asked, she doesn't have a number to the Carlisles, which you had trouble getting a hold of them, too.
Well, then how the hell did Ramsey find out what's going on?
I don't know.
You didn't call?
No.
All right. And then I'll go to Ramsey's office with the stuff.
Okay. So you're going to break into Ramsey's office to try and find the number?
I'm not going
to
break in. I'm going to go see if Willa's there.
Willa's in the hospital with her uncle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they're both. I missed that part.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah.
Did Mabel let me know that she was there?
Yes. In fact, as we were talking on the phone conversation, I said, Willa, who was I talking? Oh, Willa is going to the hospital. And then you hung up and tried to call Willa.
Oh, you're right. I would tell her to go get Willa and tell Willa to come out here.
Sure. We'll just keep doing this weird, creepy thing where you're a man who's
I'm not going
bush.
Into a public place.
This has turned into a sitcom now.
It's okay. The two of us are in a mansion eating great.
It's that two-course
breakfast.
It's the part from National Treasure where he has that kid go in and just like write all the stuff down.
Sure. Willa comes out.
Willa, did you speak with Owen or Sybil at all?
No.
Did Carlton tell you that he'd spoke with them?
No, I didn't hear anything. They called this morning and had me rush over to see my uncle. I'm closest living kin. They wanted someone to be here with him when he woke up, if he wakes up.
That really sucks. Can you star 69... the number that was called.
Give me a goddamn idea roll.
I was trying to read. Hard pass.
You know her lawyer.
Mr. Gray.
If you contacted Mr. Gray.
Cool. Yeah, I'm calling Mr. Gray.
Hey, there we go. Let's just kind of.
Her lawyer is Mr. Gray?
No,
Carlisle's lawyer.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Gray doesn't exist.
There was a whole episode or two where we talked about...
Well no, I thought you were talking
about
Willa.
I talked about it a couple times. I didn't think about it. I
figured Willa's lawyer would be her uncle.
Yeah. So,
Mr. Gray doesn't exist, you bullshitter.
It's true.
Mr. Gray...
And the cat.
Calls...
And the toddler.
That's a great game. Sorry if you didn't like it.
It was great.
Game.
It was great.
Mr. Gray calls Eric Carlisle, who informs you apparently your ne'er-do-well friend lost a leg last night.
Oh, how in the hell does he do that?
Mighty unfortunate. Seems we must cut this little study session a little short. Do let us know.
You wish to go back into the city to see your friend?
Yes.
The car is coming around. Mr. Corey! And he turns and looks. Please.
Is Mr. Gray the best way to reach you?
Oh, no, Mr. Corey can reach me.
Do you have
any... Is Mr. Corey now with us perpetually?
For as long as I see fit. You folks Wonderful. Seem to have a way about... breaking into buildings and losing limbs haphazardly. I'd like to keep some of you around.
Mr. Coy, we're going to become great friends.
I mean, apparently only two of them broke into a building. I got into that ball.
Two of you just tried to weasel your way into a building, not break into a building.
No.
Certainly.
I legitimately got into the gala.
I meant to speak to Erica.
I was already in the building.
Fair enough. So.
Right. So we're headed back to.
We have a lovely moment where the car pulls up. If you're still hanging out, you see them pull up. You see the chauffeur drive off and you see a large strapped man standing beside them.
Owen.
Oh.
Sybil.
There he is. Like, Eustace! Eustace!
You see, immediately Corey pushes you out of the way and starts walking over to him.
Mr. Corey, he's fine! He's one of ours!
You know right away, he's cleared his holster and he is going to shoot you.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling!
You just see him staring at you.
Friend. I think that if I see someone approaching it, like it's back to like the eyes of the tiger. It's like what snapped me out of my K-hole, should we say. Like, okay. It's the one thing that's like, this is the only thing I know. And so I would probably just walk clean. Like, I would just walk out, like, straight up, like, hands to my side, like, not holding anything, just walking towards.
As you cover, like, the 7 or 8 steps between you,
mm-hmm.
It looks like he's not going to do anything until his right hand snaps out and just stops you at arm's length, and he kind of gives you a little impact that just kind of thuds on your chest.
And who are you?
He completely ignores you.
This is Mr. Corey. This is Eustace Weatherton. We like him.
Friend of yours?
A co-patriot.
Thanks, Sybil.
Eustace's friend, not food.
Eustace's friend, not food.
Like, all I can think of is that guy Jaws from the Bond movies with those freaking teeth. Apparently he could only stand to have those prosthetics in for like 15 minutes at a time before he gagged on them.
Sure. Probably because he was 7 foot tall and anything that fit in his mouth was about the size of a fucking softball.
He looks you up and down, but he doesn't seem to. And then he just sort of moves his hand back and takes a step back, indicating you should go first.
I was debating on making a dex roll for like a roll, like just
spin move. That's fine.
You get the sense that he's a big fucking dude.
Yeah.
So you might say he has a very large size.
I would think that before I even talked, I would just hand them what I was handed. Like,
no, go ahead and hand it over.
Just like.
More things to read. Mr. Young, perhaps we shall read them at the bedside of Mr. Ooh, Ramsey.
I didn't see the back of that one. It
just says. What's your size, Jasmine?
65.
You were the biggest in this party, right?
Yep.
He makes you look tiny.
Yeah.
He is quite a big man. I'm going to role play. You all go into the hospital. You all go into. Did you look at any of the props yet?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I'll let them share around the various props.
Some interesting, important stuff there.
The Pin U Foundation!
Yes!
A lot of it is kind of places that clearly Jackson Elias had gone to. There's an important letter there as well.
Would one of the players like to describe what they see?
So I just found a business card for Emerson Imports, which is in New York, New York. A very odd telephone number. And on the back it says Silas Nkwane.
Nkwane. Who I blew his head off in the bottom of the juju house.
He did.
47th Street. West 47th Street. There is also a business card for the Pinhu Foundation, which we are already familiar with.
Because Pinhu was the lead.
Yes. Edward Gavian, director. So someone has taken the place of our Sir, what's his face?
Aubrey Penhew.
There we go.
I believe it's Gavigan, by the way.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Stumbling Tiger Matchbox, Shanghai Fun and Friends, 10 Lantern Street, No City. Actual box of matches.
Didn't it say Shanghai on it?
It says Shanghai Fun and Friends. So, it may or may not actually be in Shanghai.
Fair enough, but I mean, the thought is probably in Shanghai.
Remember when he went.
Because he saw, what's his name in Shanghai?
Remember the junk boats?
Yes, Jack.
Are you done with this?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight only, the cult of darkness in Polynesia and the Southwest Pacific. A 2-hour lecture with slides delivered by Professor Anthony Cowles, PhD of the University of Sydney, Australia, and presently, Loxie Fellow of Polynesian Esoterica at Miskatonic University, Arkham. The event was held at Schuller Hall, New York University, 8 p.m. admission free.
Doesn't have a date on it. It just says tonight only.
Presumably, if he is still a fellow at Miskatonic, we might actually be able to talk to him. And Australia.
Give me an idea roll, Sybil.
Odd 6.
It occurs to you that if this were in Jackson Elias's possession.
Yes.
And it said tonight only.
Yes.
And he died on X date. He either received it the morning of X date or prior. So chances are this event has already occurred.
Yes. However, if you are a fellow at Miskatonic University, correct, you are not a fellow for a night only.
No, 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 no.
So the presentation is over. However,
correct,
he probably has not left for Australia again.
That, correct. No, those all are correct, great assumptions. I'm just saying that particular lecture in Schuller Hall at New York University,
oh, yes,
was probably part of him being a fellow at Miskatonic. It was probably, absolutely, a temporary speak.
Yeah, it was a two-hour lecture with some slides. However, that doesn't mean we couldn't go find him, particularly if Jackson Elias presumably went to this if he was still alive. And it's Polynesia and Australia, which we have nothing about right now, except the fact that it's come up a couple of times and Elias went there.
Troy.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going?
I was just going to share that last piece with the audience. I don't know if you want to do it or if you want to pass it along.
It looks like a piece of correspondence from a Mr. Warren Basart,
mm-hmm,
from Cairo, Egypt, to Mr. Roger Carlyle. It says, "Dear Mr. Carlyle, your lawyer informed me that you seek certain knowledge of this land and its distant past, and I believe I can aid you in this regard. Inquiries in the Old Quarter have identified one Faraz Najjar, maybe?
Najjar, I think. Najjar? I don't know. It might be Najjar.
It's two J's.
In the Street of Jackals, who claims to be in possession of singular curious?
Curios.
Curios? Singular curios. Which he believes will be of great interest to you. He is prepared to put to part with these items if a suitable price can be agreed upon, and I shall endeavor to make sure that matters are arranged to your satisfaction. Yours, M. Warren Basart."
Note the date on that.
It's the 3rd of March, 1919.
I'll interrupt here for just a second. At some point, as you're all sitting around and discussing this, Willa comes in the room, lets you know that her uncle is okay. He is recovering. He did regain consciousness for a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's going to be, you know, obviously in the hospital for a long time. He'll never quite be the same. She also apologizes for anything that happened to you, although it's definitely secondary in her mind to her uncle.
Is what it is.
She lets you know that before he came over, he did indeed file paperwork. You are being held unjustly. There's not a lot she can do because she's not a lawyer. But he did talk to the judge, do whatever he needed to do. Mm-hmm. It just took him a long time to accomplish it, which is why he didn't get there until after you had been attacked.
Right.
But you are free to go.
What happened to him?
He basically took a panga to the chest.
Motherfuck.
And it nearly killed him. Because extracting it, she says, the doctors found exceedingly difficult.
Yeah.
But basically, for the unconscious, because again, now I've staged yet another beautiful scene in my mind that a player was unconscious for, or not able to see. Essentially, Lucas got his leg chopped off, and the panga was going to come down for a death blow.
And Carlyle walked in. Ramsey
walked in. And so the large African man just turned and blasted him in the chest and then turned around and ran, leaving him to bleed out and the other guy to die from the panga wound. Didn't quite happen that way since you were both in a hospital. Literally, had this happened on the street outside the hospital, you both probably would have died.
Yep.
But basically, his scream and the sounds of the commotion kept you both barely alive. Everybody make me a D100 roll.
46.
51.
43.
36.
Jasmine, one more time.
46.
Okay.
51.
Okay.
43.
Okay.
36.
Okay. I think now is probably a good point since you've got a few clues and you're finally all back together. Obviously, you've all been listening, so I don't think you need to necessarily roleplay telling each other shit, but this might be a good time to take 15 to 20 minutes to kind of figure out what the fuck you want to do.
So yeah, that's probably the letter that pushed him forward. There's a name on there, someone we've never heard of, the guy who had the curios.
Yes.
Najar.
I think these were the books, but I don't know for sure.
Curios, books, maybe.
Singular curios.
Yeah.
Which would be a curiosity.
It's or possible it's that they were the...
books. A bureau is also a curio cabinet.
The other book that we were...
It's not just a misprint for curious?
No.
No.
Curios is an actual thing. So a curio cabinet is
I know what
that...
a curio is. No, I,
yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think it's a misprint.
Because you were talking singular.
No. Singular curios, meaning of particular note.
Got you.
Items of a suitable price. I think these might have been the books.
The Emporium?
Yes. I think...
Is that, like, the previous name of the Juju House?
No, because this is on 47th Street.
Okay.
Or was it...
Emerson Imports.
West 47th Street.
I mean, he talked about...
He I literally... think he got Kwame's name from the import shop. But that is total speculation. I don't actually have clues behind that.
I mean, it's probably
I'm
accurate.
Just shooting the shit.
It's probably accurate. I don't remember. You said, do you guys remember the other thing? The fin, is it Finhu or something like that? I don't remember that at all.
Pinhu? Foundation?
I honestly don't
Sir
remember.
Sir Aubrey Pinhu was the guy that they went and saw in London after they left New York. They went and saw...
Who's they?
The Carlisle Expedition.
Oh, okay.
So there's a new director because Pinhu went with them to Africa.
Gotcha.
Schroeder never came idea home. Role.
Can I spend luck on it?
I don't think you can on the idea roll, though. Sadly.
I'm like five off, so.
Yeah, let you spend it if you want.
I wouldn't spend it.
It's a hefty chunk.
I think you'll be okay.
I'm at 60, though.
Yeah, he's got plenty of luck.
Dude, you got a whole fucking campaign. Please don't die. Okay, 42nd Street.
I should have died already.
Lucas again points to his leg.
Pinga.
I spin it.
They met up with Pinhu, but if you look at the news articles, Pinhu was apart from the beginning. Pinhu was not someone they consulted.
No,
Pinhu
was
someone on the expedition from the very beginning.
Yeah.
This is not the Juju House.
What?
The Empire place? The imports?
Yeah.
He's in the middle of Manhattan.
No, it's who he gets his imports from.
Yeah.
The Juju Silas said that he imported artifacts.
Yes.
Or imported items.
Okay, so we've tied that line.
And it is in the general area of Grand Central Terminal, the Hippodrome, and Times Square.
Okay, I mean, you could...
I mean, it's a...
Could go there and talk to
pretty
the guy,
expensive part of town.
Could go there and talk to whoever's in charge, but...
Why not in 1926?
Mm-mm.
There were brothels in...
The public library and Grand Central Station...
I'm telling you, they had peep shows in Times Square till like the 70s.
Saks Fifth Avenue is at like next to St. Patrick's Cathedral on like 52nd. Not even 52nd.
But I'm just saying, in terms of Times Square, what we
I'm just saying laterally, that's what's across. I'm not saying it's any one of those
Times
places.
Times Square just like, Times
yeah.
Square was a terrible place to be until about 30 years ago.
If Elias went there to get Kwame's name, someone at Imports... know something.
Sure. I mean, they at least know where their imports go, if nothing else. That may be all it is. It's worth
they
a shot.
They may also know what they import to Kwame.
And why they're importing
they it. They may or may not. They, if they don't open every box,
they'd still
I mean,
have
they
the manifest
know.
To know what to charge.
That's true. They may be able to track down where they're coming from. Yeah, yes.
No, I'm just saying.
We can track the POs.
They'll know what Kwame purchased from them.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for. Is there anything other than Pinga's?
Yeah, everything that was in that shop.
We got to find the guy who made the invoice forms.
Like everybody
oh,
that was in that
my
shop.
My freaking word.
So, obviously the thing, the box of matches doesn't do us any good unless we're in Shanghai. Kind of. Like, it's a place.
I'll go check it out.
We could always send a telegram to the Pinhu Foundation.
I would actually suggest starting with contacting dude at Miskatonic. Just to see what's up there.
Couple of other things.
Phone call before we head down to the old...
Did you tell anyone what was said to you?
What was said to me? By the guy that was trying to kill me?
Yes. Did you tell us what he told you? Because I wrote it down, but my character doesn't know it. So did you tell us?
Sure.
Thank you.
I have no idea.
Sorry.
Whether or not he could recite it properly, I don't know.
Idea roll.
Me?
Him.
Luke is making an idea roll.
That's sad.
Yeah.
No.
Fuck. No. Missed by four.
I was going to say.
You're almost
you
there.
You want to spin four?
It's an idea roll.
I let him
spend.
He let me spend more. All right. What
else? Anytime you say I want to spend my luck, you're in.
I am never spending my luck ever again.
No.
That shit.
No, I don't have enough luck to spend.
You don't know because he doesn't
run. I got low luck.
Okay.
I may be able to get bits and pieces.
If you spend four, you're going to be tied with her party luck roll. Cannot be that bad.
Scratch
you
it off.
You gotta use luck somewhere. Fuck, you lost a leg.
Yep. I need it to walk. At what point in time does what's-his-name come in to unlock my shackles?
You probably weren't actually in shackles. I rethought that. Because I knew you wanted some more, apparently.
That would have given me a little bit of a different chance to roll the fuck away from the deck, with the decks.
No, but... no. Like, you were in shackles last night.
Oh, gotcha.
You're not in shackles today.
Okay. Does he at all come in?
No.
Okay.
At some point during the conversation, it occurs to, while you're sitting here discussing this and looking at the stuff, it occurs to Eustace and Cecil that Corey has left the room. You're not sure when, but he's left the room sometime recently. You both can tick spot hidden.
I already have.
Just tick spot hidden?
Mm-hmm.
If it's not ticked already.
That was our secret roller.
Mine's been ticked since... like three sessions ago, since before we've upped our
America's
tricks.
A long chapter. What can I say?
Okay, then what do we get from our ticking spot hiddens?
Nothing. You made the spot hidden that he casually left the room.
Oh, okay.
When did Corey leave?
How'd you make it out?
On my hands and knees, mostly. You?
I'm sorry.
Don't be my good man. I would have done the same. You know damn good and well I would have.
I know at least two of them died because of it.
Two of the men in blue?
Yeah. Should I say, had them lead the charge?
Sad face.
Actually, it's quite the accomplishment. I can't really do much talking.
Well, suppose it was a doll for naught.
Looks like we at least kept the attention of the abominations long enough for you to make it out.
I did find that bag. That was useful.
It was. We got lucky. I left with the intention to sit and watch to see if I couldn't come it back in and help, but I don't really know what happened after that. I found myself talking to Mabel and spent a couple of days in a room.
Yes, we've all been there, my man. We've all been there.
I don't know that I'll ever get over it.
Tell me one thing.
What's that?
Did I piss myself?
I don't know, I just saw you drop and had to climb my way out.
Fair enough.
It's too much shooting to really pay attention to whether or not there was a stain on your pants.
Yes, Sybil, one day we'll tell you the story, but for now you don't need to worry about it. We've both seen things that I'm sure Eustace never saw in the war.
Things we never saw in Peru.
I know that someday we'll get to hear the whole story. What I'm worried about right now is... Mr. Elias's things were in the basement, which means someone who was in that hotel room put them there.
Obviously, that was the Cult of the Bloody Tongue.
But who?
Well,
one of the three men that killed him, more likely. Probably the man that tried to cut my leg off.
They may have taken the stuff when
did
they
you recognize
killed him.
The voice? Did he say anything?
Never
sense,
met him before.
Nothing?
He did have an accent, right?
The only people that were in the room that had any inclination of anybody, besides you seeing people going down the fire escape, none of us had any inclination of who the people were.
Right.
All I know, he had a bit of an accent. Large black man. Bald. Spouting off things about the Bloody Tongue.
All I can say is he larkened his way out of this world.
Stop trying to make larkin' happen.
Fine. Just saying I took both their heads off.
Troy and Lucas, can you both make me a D100 roll?
Ooh, 77 is probably not going to work.
60.
Hey, you guys.
You all right over there?
Yeah.
He's choking.
Between the few descriptions between the two of you, your memory's not super great. You're obviously smarter than he is and rolled better.
Still trapped. Never opens.
T-shirt it.
Hey, I got a t-shirt. He got a t-shirt. It's all good.
I have to say, this by far is the greatest character you've ever played. Ever. I hate him. I hate him so fucking much.
I love Cecil.
But I'm happy for the fact that you're sticking to it. And that eventually I'll lose my sanity because I let you die. Not this time, but maybe next time.
So, just...
Uh-oh.
You are able to, between the two of you, sort out at least. You don't know who the man is that attacked him, but you're pretty confident based on general description, size, height, weight, blah, 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 whatever general features, that the man who attacked Cecil is probably not one of the men you saw escaping the hotel room of the Hotel Chelsea. Mm-hmm. That, like, it, I mean, it's like, oh, you're describing this guy and you're describing this guy. Now you can't match it up to anyone else because his description is so vague, but it's like,
well,
this guy was 6'4", and it's like, well, none of those guys were 6'4". You know what I mean?
Is he describing the zombies, or are we talking about Silas? Because I was talking about
Silas. No, we're talking about the guy that tried to kill me.
Oh, in the room. Okay,
He sounded like he looked a bit like Chris Judge from Stargate.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
That's not a bad cast.
Yeah.
It's probably not the cast that I would want, but it's not a bad cast.
I don't watch
Terry Crews.
No, because
he's too fit.
No, this dude was super fit.
Yeah.
But he's not as tall as I think Chris Judge is a pretty big dude.
Terry Crews is tall. Terry Crews is a linebacker in the NFL. He's probably like 6'4".
Fair enough.
Are we talking Shaquille O'Neal?
No. I mean, he wasn't ridiculously huge, but he definitely dwarfed Lucas.
Scottie Pippen.
Lucas or Cecil? Because it's not hard to dwarf Lucas.
Also, yes.
Victor Oladipo?
So, there's that.
Okay.
Any other discussion in terms of clues? Anything that you folks want to hash out?
I want to go just make sure Carlton's fine. We'll patch that up a bit.
Anything else that you all want to do?
I'm probably hanging by the window in case I need to make a quick escape.
They come in that way, you know.
Willa
I'm less worried about them than the police.
Willa also would have let you know that you can reach out to her in the interim.
Great.
She's going to keep the law office open as best she can while he's healing.
When I get out of here, you and I are going to race.
Yeah, what needs to happen to get him out of here?
She made it seem like he's free to go.
Okay.
I mean,
I just have to heal.
Motherfucker's missing a leg, but he's got to heal.
Need to order a prosthetic.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Still have the money, right?
I've got
a piece of wood and some leather bracing. You're going to have a freaking peg leg, dude.
Good.
You know how loud those things are?
I'll put a sock on it.
At which point, the door opens and some doctors and some nurses come in.
Mm-hmm.
I introduce myself.
They don't pay any attention to you whatsoever. They go straight to Cecil and have him start signing this form here and this form here and Xing this here and...
Read it, lawyer. Read
it. They start...
Yeah, what am I looking at?
Their discharge papers.
You're not going to
kicking you
finish...
out.
No, sir.
So I'm just going to...
No, you are... your care is being provided elsewhere.
Where?
Please sign here.
He signs.
they begin, like, you wouldn't have been strapped up to much, but they are taking you apart. I mean, they're taking you.
Like, at this point, he doesn't have a...
Like, they're bringing in a wheelchair. Like, they're getting you up out of the bed. They're packing your bags. They're moving you around.
Please tell me this is what Mr. Corey went and did.
You see Mr. Corey step into the room.
I love having rich friends.
In real life, too.
You think that's true.
Either that or he's going to a freaking sanitarium, which at this point is a madhouse, quite literally.
Wouldn't be surprised.
And as Cecil gets loaded into the old-timey wheelchair, he says, the car is waiting downstairs. And he looks around the room to the four of you and Mabel.
Is there an elevator?
Nope.
Do we need our bags?
Car.
Right then.
Who wants to carry me?
I got it.
I'm assuming there's a way to get you down. I don't know what it would be.
I would assume that Eustace would be the one to do it.
I don't know when elevators were invented. Like, surely there's an elevator.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, by 1926, there's an elevator.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying that Eustace would feel bad enough that he would carry.
You ever seen a dumbwaiter? Those things are in old houses.
Well, right, but a dumbwaiter doesn't carry the weight of six people.
No, but it will one. The one that doesn't have a leg.
We'll get me down. It's fine.
I mean, the Eiffel Tower has elevators.
If I have to trip and fall and throw him down the stairs, I'll do it.
Oh my gosh, broken stop neck. With your guilt. I've got a strength of 60 and a size of 65. Woman, I'm carrying him.
Woman, it's my cross to bear.
Eustace.
I'm a nurse. Step aside.
Eustace, don't drop me.
Anyway, as you all go down the elevator, escorted by Mr. Corey, who very forcefully puts you all into a lovely Rolls Royce.
Easy, man. Just lost a leg.
You'll fit better then.
Well played. I like this one.
He stuffs the five of you into a car, and you all begin heading north out of the city. It is the evening of Monday, the 26th.
I would have requested that Mabel come with us.
Yes, oh, she did.
No. Anyone in that room is being shoved into that car because he is taking all of his assets, putting them in one place, and moving them to a place he can control.
Good. So she's with us.
And before long, on the evening of Monday, January the 26th, you find yourselves all wheeling in, to the Carlisle estate. As the very large gate swings shut and locks behind you.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.